This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Justin Batcher, in charge of the Lansing Lugnut Strength and Conditioning. Justin, when did you first decide, hey, I want to get into strength and conditioning?
So I grew up playing baseball. I played a lot of travel ball. Played at a junior college, played at a four-year school, LaGrange College. Kind of hurt my elbow a little bit, so I started going into strength and conditioning. I was an undergrad in exercise science, fitness, and wellness, and that's where I kind of transitioned to helping the players prevent injuries happening that I had and help them improve and develop on the field as well as much as I possibly could. I also went into grad school at LaGrange College, where I got my master's in strength and conditioning. So I got my undergrad there and my master's, and I got to work with every sports team there. I was obviously involved with baseball a lot, and I worked with a few other sports as well. I knew that baseball was my passion, and strength and conditioning is where I wanted to be in baseball. So I started looking towards the end of my second year in grad school at some professional baseball teams, and I ended up landing with the Toronto Blue Jays, which has been a huge experience for me so far.
We're glad to have you here. How good of a ball player were you?
I was all right. I was average at best, but it was a lot of fun. Got to meet a lot of people, experience things that I wouldn't have experienced if I did do it, and I'm trying to continue to do that right now, here in the present and the future.
Did your baseball teams have a person in charge of strength and conditioning?
At my junior college, we didn't, so we kind of had to find our own personal trainers or strength coaches, and we kind of went to our own place, or we ended up working out on our own at local gyms or getting together as a team. I mean, we did some like conditioning stuff at the field for practice, but that was really about it with the school environment. At my four-year school, I actually had strength and conditioning coaches, and that's where I kind of fell in love with strength and conditioning overall. Other than I fell in love with it when I had to do it on my own and learn everything, but it was nice to have someone that actually was like a professional in that field. This is what their job was, and I learned a lot from them, and I'm continuing to learn as much as I can on a daily basis.
Was there one person who was either a mentor or there was something about them that impacted you greatly in the field?
Yeah, so when I started out, like getting big in the strength and conditioning, James Pentel Paul, he works at Life University in Georgia. He worked with me on a personal basis daily, especially in the summer. Going into LaGrange College, I have a few guys. My first year, I had Chris Bellon, Chris Bailey, and Tim McKennis, which they helped me out tremendously. Like, they've helped me get career-wise where I'm at today when it comes to my academics. And then my second year, I had a few other professors come in, Jason Casey and Dr. Sams as well. So between all of them, I've learned something different, whether it's with technology, programming, just agility sessions, weightlifting, just all of the above. So it's helped me out tremendously.
You said all those different teams that you worked with. What were all of those different sports?
So number one was baseball. I helped and assisted with that. Took that under my wing for sure right away. I wanted to be a part of it. Women's soccer and volleyball were my two sports that I was the head of. And then I helped out with tennis, men's and women's tennis. There were some women's basketball players and the softball team as well there, the women's softball team we helped out with.
And then you said you were looking at professional baseball organizations to get involved with. How was your first minor league baseball season?
It was actually everything I expected plus more. There's a lot more to it that I was preparing for, and it turned out to be a great experience. I was in Bluefield last year in short season, so I went through spring training. Being my first year going through spring training, it was awesome experience, and then experiencing extended as well, seeing all the guys get drafted and come in, and then ended up going for a 10-week short season in Bluefield. It was just an experience I've never had before, just working with the guys on a daily basis. A lot of people don't realize the difference between spring training and short season or just getting to your affiliate in general. And it's night and day working with guys individually.
Like what? What else?
So I would say just like the individual aspect. So when you're in spring training, you got about, 100 plus guys you're working with. I mean, the other strength coaches is there, but you got an idea of who's going to be going to your affiliate. But at the same time, you're not really 100% sure. But once you get to your affiliate, you get to just work on the guys' deficiencies, help them grow, develop, and just get better every day. One of the biggest things for me is just creating relationships and trust with the guys. That's a huge part of it to me.
How big is that then, that you've had the chance to work with a lot of the same guys in Lansing that you had in Bluefield?
Yeah, so that made it a lot easier transition for me. I think the difference between Bluefield and here, it's obviously a longer season. So I get to work with the guys on a longer individual basis, which is very nice. I would say there's really not that much of a difference when it comes to our discipline, other than a couple more like responsibilities, different reports and stuff like that. But overall, it's pretty similar to Bluefield, and it's nice to be able to be here in Lansing. It's a great experience so far.
How close are all the strength and conditioning guys throughout the Blue Jays organization?
We're actually very close. So we text each other, we email each other. If we have any questions, you know, we're very open with each other. So if someone has a new idea to bring to the table, we try to send it in an email chain, which we've actually started doing that. So, like, a good one for me is even our new coordinator this year, Steve Razzle. He's been huge for me, helping me this year. The philosophies, just even for using for conditioning, weight room aspect with our different programming methodologies. And there's just so many different things we could talk about. But, yeah, we're very close.
It's fascinating for me watching Rapsodo or all the different new technologies that come in that help out hitting or pitching or base running. Is technology changing strength and conditioning at all?
I would say, yeah, it's changing for sure. I know we're using a new app this year for our programming, which has been night and day from last year to this year. I think it's helped out tremendously with our team. We're doing some new stuff with the monitoring fatigue and workload with guys, which has been awesome. Other than that, that's the two main new things that I've been really focusing on this year, and I'm sure there's going to be new stuff coming to the table soon.
Finally, with Justin Batcher, from your baseball playing days, who on this Lugnuts team is the closest to what you were like playing ball?
I would have to say probably Sean Weimer. He's one of those guys that goes out there every day trying to, even if he did well, he did bad, he's always out there grinding, trying to figure out something new that can help him improve his performance on the field, whether it's with the mental performance coach, whether it's from the S&C side, whether it's just PD with Tony and pitching. Like, he just goes to every single person and tries to figure out what he can do to get better. And I truly believe he's gotten better this year since he's been here.
Batch, thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Justin Batcher, in charge of the Lansing Lugnuts Strength and Conditioning Program. I'm Jesse Goldbriggs-Drassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.